were proven, that they were not mere rhetoric or campaign talk. Neither were they meant to deceive the people of Ghana into voting for us, nor to score cheap political points. We made these pledges because we believe they represent effective vehicles for the rapid development of our country. By all accounts, the fulfillment of these pledges is being felt in all parts of our country and in your respective jurisdictions. We'll be working to grow our economy and open up opportunities for all our citizens. We began to act on the fundamentals of our economy, resulting in the growing stability of the macroeconomy and the sea. We have quickly moved to restore fiscal discipline by passing a budget, the Asempa budget, that will bring down the deficit by the end of the year to 6.3% from 9.4% in 2016. The economy has responded positively to this. Interest rates in the month on the money markets have declined. The exchange rate is more stable. Inflation, which stood at 15.4% in December 2016, is on the decline, and in September 2017 stood at 12.12%. And economic growth picked up in the first half of the year and is projected to end at 7.6%, up from the 3.6% we inherited, which was the lowest in 20 years. The benchmark 91-day Treasury bill, T-bill rate, was 22.8% in January last year and has been narrowed to 13.2% in October 2017. The Asempa budget also provided a $50 million stimulus package for the revival of distressed companies. An improved macroeconomy is a fundamental requirement for stimulating the investments we need for the significant expansion and growth of the national economy and the generation of wealth and jobs. In September, we started the free senior high school program, which aims to guarantee secondary education for all of Ghana's children. It is only a knowledgeable, educated population that can successfully compete in the 21st century. The judicious, honest application of our nation's resources is heralding the reinvigoration of the National Health Insurance Scheme, NHIS. Over the last 10 months, we have managed to pay 560 million CDs out of the 1.2 billion CDs debt we inherited, which was strangling the NHIS with a commitment to pay the balance within the next 12 months. In the meantime, payments to service providers in the NHIS are now current, with no arrears being built up. Within the same period, we have restored the nursing and teacher trainee allowance. To shift the emphasis of our economy from taxation to production, we have abolished a number of nuisance taxes, which was stifling the growth of the private sector and the creation of jobs, and accelerated and introduced a number of policies aimed at formalizing the structure of the Ghanaian economy. The National Identification Card, the National Digital Property Addressing System, the e-registration system to enhance business registration processes, the paperless system of the Temaport, among several initiatives. eminent traditional leader. I do not need to repeat that the greatest challenge we face is the creation of jobs. Young people are very anxious about not finding jobs, and their parents are even more anxious about the future of their children after seeing them through school. I am well aware that the success or otherwise of my administration will be judged largely by job creation. To this end, we have rolled out a number of programs to help create jobs, especially for our youth. These include the program for Pelting for Food and Jobs, the One District, One Factory Initiative, the National Entrepreneurship and Innovations Plan to help startups in the difficult early stages of setting up business, the reintroduction of the mass cocoa spray exercise, and reafforestation program, amongst others. The Youth Employment Agency is poised to employ some 60,000 youth. Extension officers, health professionals, and teachers are now being employed again to provide much-needed support for our agricultural health and education sector. I request you, respectfully, to pay particular attention to the program for Planting for Food and Jobs. It has great potential to revitalize fully the rural economy, enhance agricultural productivity. In 2015, we spent $2.2 billion on food imports, the same amount we earned from our cocoa exports. In a country blessed with fertile lands and a hard-working population, we cannot continue to afford such statistics. Planting for Food and Jobs is one of our most effective tools to deal with this anomaly. And that is why this year's impending budget, which will be read next week by the brilliant Minister for Finance, Ken Ofori-Atta, on 15th November, will focus its priorities on the development of industry and agriculture, the two sectors which will spearhead the creation of more jobs and the rapid improvement of our economy. Eminent traditional rulers, you will recall that in the 2016 manifesto of the New Patriotic Party, we made a pledge to increase the monthly allowances paid to chiefs and the quarterly budgetary support to the traditional councils and houses of chiefs. The allowances for paramount chiefs or queen mothers of the national and regional houses of chiefs have been increased by 100%, and payments by government are up to date. As I speak, the fourth quarter allowances are being processed. Quarterly budget support to traditional councils and houses of chiefs has also been increased by nearly 60%. I am aware that there are other issues of infrastructure and logistics that continue to give you problems. They are all being addressed, and the Chief of Staff and the Office of the President is working hard to resolve problems of mobility that you have in this house so that you can have the cars you need to do your work. We are doing all this because we want to build a Ghana which looks to the use of its own resources and their proper management as the way to engineer social and economic growth in our country.